Love Talk Radio.
Every word of what you wanna come. Every spring to wonder.
Your mercy
Ba 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 Before the Lord has done great things, let us pray. I know that this week, even that might be Lord, we ask that it will start to make our body, it will melt our body, Everything we start. Talk about it, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and impact upon us, and when anymore we come to And so when response for her meal was being blessed. Jesus was actually manifesting that which had been said in the book of that which had taken place in the book of Exodus, chapter 12. That was the point that which was coming. And so the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, he was terrified by that act in Exodus chapter 12. And so John, in John chapter 1, verse 29, as our brother, John the Baptist, pointed out, there was the Lamb of God that carries away the sins of the world, and which therefore means that every Passover that celebrated, there's a Passover Lamb that would be sacrificed, and that was Jesus Christ, that would be sacrificed. And so whenever you partake of the Lord's Supper, do not forget that Jesus Christ was that Passover Lamb, the perfect Lamb of no deliverance. And so just like what happened in the land of Egypt, when they obeyed and did exactly like the Lord had instructed the prophet to instruct them, and they were delivered. When the angel of this passed through Egypt, what happened was that every door that had the mark of the blood and was stained. And so all the others that did not have the mark of the blood, which also were the families of the Egyptians, all of the firstborn human beings, including even the animal, were slaughtered in a matter of one night, a matter of a moment. And so the Pharaoh that was the hardest person eventually allowed the people of God to go. What do we learn from this? When this act took place in Egypt, there was a deliverance for the people of God that has been punished. And so God's people, whenever we celebrate the Lord's Supper, may we not forget about the deliverance that we as believers, as the people of God everywhere, would experience. In fact, when you go back and look at what Matthew records in Matthew chapter 26 and also in Mark chapter 14, it says that this act is for the deliverance of me. He said that as long as you drink of this cup, the pouring out of my blood for the deliverance of me, or many who have been lost, should be reconciled unto the Lord God. And so God's people, this is a very, very important point. It's not just a tradition. It's not just a ritual. Sometimes, when we partake of it, we just do it casually. No, it's not something that should be done casually. It is something that we should take very, very seriously, because our deliverance, our healing, our salvation, everything about you and me is dependent on the sacrificial Lamb of God. So Jesus actually instituted this so that all of God's people, whenever this is taking place, would know, would take in mind that which the Lord did for them. So it is not an empty ritual. It is not something that you just do for doing Celebration. Judas was there. And the interesting thing is that of our peace was put on him, and receive all of this strength and beatings and rejection and persecution and torture, all for our sake. And so we can come humbly and say, thank you, Lord, for what you did, that you paid the price for me so that I can be greatly transformed. And I come, I believe in the righteousness that you have offered me. I believe in what you, the invitation. I am old and thinking hard. I need for you to make a difference in my life. That is what it means to come to the temple of the Lord, with humility and utter repentance and submission unto the Lord, not with the act of ambivalent every other person, but in true submission to the Lord and repenting and asking God for forgiveness. And so the apostle then instructs the people, and the Lord does it. Don't be in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember, we're talking about the significance and the importance of the Lord's Supper. When we go back to what happened to us, we find out that there was deliverance. And, you know, when you believe in the Lord and participate in this ordinance, guess what? You are receiving God's strength, you are receiving deliverance, you are receiving power, your life, not only at the time of the teaching, but all through, even after that, is based on what the Lord himself has done for you. And so you find strength, you find life. Like the apostle says, some have beaten wrongly, and because of that, they die. But this one, for you, it shall be health, it shall be life. Jesus himself said that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And Jesus himself said, I am the bread of life, which means even your eternal life comes from the Lord. He offers you and me eternal life.